Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am Brother Grant, and I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our teaching today is on Does Christ Live in You? And our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, to understand what we have learned, and to apply the Word of God to our daily living. In our ministry, application is the key word. Now, we broadcast every Wednesday night right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Last week, we had technical difficulties beyond our control, and we could not get established on blogtalkradio.com. So we apologize, and we want to make up with a great teaching tonight. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 21st teaching in our series titled, Come, Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very similar to our identity theory. My name is Artis Grant Jr., and I am the son of Artis Grant, and the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. I have said that to break down the Trinity theory in language that makes sense to us, I am a junior, a father, and a son. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I hope that little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead for those of you who are not familiar with that term. Now, amen. The good news is the Holy Spirit is here to help carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. And a little bit of Bible data is important for those of you that like numbers. Now, how many times is the word live mentioned in the Bible? The answer by Mike Shoji on Ask.com is the confidence vote for this answer is 37,700. And the version of the Bible we are using is the King James Version. Now, so many times in the word live is mentioned in the Bible, and the exact word life and not lifetime, live, lives, lived, or any other of its variations is mentioned. It's 450 times. Now, the word live is mentioned 247 times in addition to many variations, such as time is mentioned three times, lives is mentioned 28 times, lived is mentioned 58 times, living is mentioned 147 times, liveth is mentioned four times, lively is mentioned five times, and liveth is mentioned 96 times. So you can see living is a big word in the Bible. Now, just for fun, we also use the internet to look up how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible for you data miners and or those of you that are impressed by numbers. So please note, We are aware that there is no perfect way to translate words from Hebrew and Greek, the original languages of the Bible, to English. Consequently, the number of times a word listed in a version of the Bible may vary. So according to internet sources, the Holy Spirit is mentioned 381 times in the King James Version of the Bible. It is mentioned 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible and 381 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So as you can see, the Holy Spirit played a prominent role in the Bible, and that means the Old and the New Testament. So there is consistency in different Bible versions, with a high of 394 times and a low of 381 times. So this same Holy Spirit is here to help you and I live the Christian life we desire. Now the disciple John tells us, he, the Spirit of truth, comes. He will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. That's John 16:13. So the Holy Spirit is here to help us live the Christian life. So let's talk about Church Lady Ministries. Our Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. So all donations that are made to Church Lady Ministries are tax deductible. And this ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to help us teach the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our ministry background is brief. So listeners, don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is the majority of the people we minister to are men. And Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma, Washington, and Seattle for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. And we are called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God and loves to teach on Bible topics and spiritual matters. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, her workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, and our ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve homeless men as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. Now, Minister Artist Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey's Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. However, this may surprise you that her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers. She always says, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a great Bible teacher, just like Joyce Myers." Now, the good news of salvation and how to live an overcoming Christian life is our ministry mantle. And you will note on your computer screen that scrolling across the screen is clip art of images of the heaven you will find, as you will find in our contact information. We invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. And with that, you can partner for us to help serve the homeless for just $9.99 a month. You can help us teach and preach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, You can call us today, and you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213. Our Monday through Friday hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you our ministry package. You can also look us up on Facebook at Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Now, let us join the Church Lady for today's teaching. This afternoon, we're going to look at who is living inside you as we continue to explore oneness with God. Now, let's join Church Lady for today's teaching. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm excited that after a week off, we are back to do another teaching.
I am too. Last week was a little challenging. We had some great technical difficulty, but we're back this week and we are ready to go. Amen? All right.
Amen.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. How you doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. As you know, we've been talking about heaven. There are lots of people who think they're going to heaven because their names are on a church roll. However, that is not biblically accurate. The Bible says those who have their names written in the book of life are going to heaven. We want our names written in the book of life and to live our lives in such a manner that others want to go to heaven with us. Today we're talking about who lives inside you and me. We are united by faith to Christ and his death. That means that when we got saved, when you and I got saved, some things changed in our lives and are most likely still changing. Therefore, we are dying to the old life and are rising to a new life every day. The new life in Christ is a Spirit-led life. We are on a path this year to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role that he wants to play in our lives today. Our foundation scripture for this teaching is found in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2:20 in the New International Version reads as follows. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Gave himself for me. Here's the backstory. The Apostle Paul wrote the letter of Galatians to a group of churches. Galatia was a region in Asia Minor. And this region included lots of small towns. This area included Antioch, Lystra, and Derbe. Paul wrote this letter to address legalism in the church. The church was still arguing about whether the Gentiles needed to be circumcised before they were fully saved. The argument in error was faith in Jesus Christ was not enough for the Gentiles. The argument was that they still needed to be circumcised. The Apostle Paul reacted strongly in his writings to the region, explaining the gospel of grace through faith. You know, today we still seem to struggle with the same form of legalism in some form or another. You know, the teaching that we are justified based on our own efforts. However, Paul teaches sufficiency of the cross is enough for our salvation. In this teaching, he brings the church back to the beginning of their Christian life, which is by the Spirit. He teaches that the same Spirit who saved them caused their new life in Christ to develop. The same Holy Ghost that saves you and I causes our new life in Christ to develop. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, "Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he not do it by works of the law, or by hearing of faith?" Now, according to the word definition, which is in Strong's, when we talk about supply means to abundantly provide, generously provide, whatever it takes, whatever is needed, the cost is completely covered. So that means that when we're saved, Jesus provides everything that we need to live a saved life. Once we are saved, our old man is crucified. It dies. Therefore, you and I are dead to sin. Paul instructs us not to let sin rule in our bodies, but to present our bodies to God. Every day, you and I have a choice to live a life of sin or obedience. According to Strong's Bible Dictionary, to obey is to hear as an insubordinate, to listen attentively, to obey as a subject, to submit without reservations. We're talking about what it means to live a life of obedience. So, therefore, to obey means to hear, respond, and to do what we've heard. Now, by obeying God's word, we have fruit to holiness, and the end is everlasting life. You and I are crucified with Christ through self-denial. That means it does not have to be my way. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Every day we get to choose obedience to the word of God. We get to choose to die daily. My old nature was left at the cross. As Christ died for my sins and died in my place, Christ also died in your place. Now let's get to the meat of the teaching. Now we enter into the meat of the teaching. How crucified are you? How crucified are you when it comes to denying yourself? Are you allowing Christ to use your hands to reach out and help the lost or to give someone a hug? When is the last time you reached out to a homeless person to share the gospel of love? This is crucifixion of service. This is not service to be noticed, but service unto Him. It is allowing God to use us to minister to the practical needs as well as the spiritual needs of the lost. Now, our position should be in serving the lost. Not my will, but thy will be done. We, like Jesus, must do the will of him who sent us. Serving the lost is not easy, or is it convenient? Yes, we have jobs, families, and the like, but we also have a responsibility to serve the least of these. Now, this service does not only happen at Christmas time, which is a favorite time of the year to serve. No. This service is available for you and I to do every day. Prior to his death, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but thine will be done." He was in agony, and he did not want to go to the cross. He said, "If thou be willing, remove this cup from me." That's in Luke 22:42. But Jesus set his will on doing the Father's will. And you and I must set our will on doing the Father's will. Are you allowing criticism to keep you from serving? Are you listening to those who say,
God knows my heart?
Beloved, if you are healthy and well-bodied, it is time for you to serve. What are we listening to? The local bad news? Beloved, we must crucify ourselves and hear the cry of the lost, the sick, and the elderly. Okay, so maybe you cannot serve today. But what about crucifying your tongue? Some of us still speak badly about our neighbors, the church, and even family members. We can use our tongues to share the gospel, to speak life and hope into the people around us. When is the last time you shared the love of God with someone? Have you ministered the love of God to a family member recently? It is so important that we do not allow our eyes to become blinded to those who are lost and to those who are in need. The Apostle Paul told the Philippians in chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, "Let this mind be in you, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and he took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." In order for us to please God with the life that we live, our actions, attitudes, and behaviors must be pleasing to God. In order to be obedient to God, we must do his will by making up our minds to live, not my will, but thine will be done, just like Jesus did. When we give up living life our way, our desires will be turned to the things of God and others. In summary, when we allow Christ to live in us, we are not selfish. We start to act and think about how I can be a benefit to others and the kingdom of God. Beloved, it's time for us to start thinking about what we can do for God and the less fortunate. The kingdom of God is about people. There are lots of people who do not know God. They're waiting for us to introduce them to him. Likewise, there are many who have needs that are in our midst. Now is the time to look at what can we do to serve the less fortunate in the name of Jesus. In closing, when Jesus lives in us, we are obedient to the word of God. We minister to the lost and the less fortunate. Who is living inside you? I invite you today to join me in going a little deeper in your walk with God. Let us purpose in our hearts to do the will of God by inviting the lost into the kingdom, caring for widows, orphans, the abused, and the abandoned. The world is waiting for the sons and daughters of God to manifest. The world is waiting for us to manifest. We are the only form of Christ some people will ever see. You and I are the only form of Christ that some people will ever see. I pray that this program has ministered to your spirit and encouraged you to allow Christ to live big through you today and every day. Amen. This is Church Lady, and I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Now it's time to close our program. I have enjoyed you tremendously, as always. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Well, Church Lady, that was a wonderful teaching you did today. And I think that for those that are following us and enjoying your teachings, they are learning a great deal. Now, we want to offer our perpetual prayer. And we do that each time we have our program. And that is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord follow you and all of your days. And we want you to know that our ministry wants to hear from you. And we want to thank you for joining Church Lady today. Now, you can contact us through Facebook. You can contact us through email. Our email address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. Our first Facebook pages are Church Lady Ministries and Artist Oliver Church Lady. You can like us. You can request that we contact you, and we'd like to hear from you. But most importantly, what we want to do is we want you to share our program with others. This year we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives. And we think we have gotten there today with our teaching on the Holy Spirit and His benefits. So the Lord shine on you and make your face shine and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. So with that, we look forward to hearing from you and listening next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can always go into the blogtalkradio.com archive for Church Lady Ministries. Go to blogtalkradio.com in the search box, put Church Lady Now. Then you can go into our library. We have more than 90 teachings in our library, and we would like for you to enjoy them and share them. And with that, good evening.